Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast, and don't miss out on new weekly episodes. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air.
This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish, and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I may be over the top.
Hi!
But I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours.
Payback's a bitch.
What do you think?
So start barking.
Blood may be thicker than water.
Love you.
But it's harder to clean when it spills.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. My name is Wellington. I am your host. And today is such a special episode. Of course, I have my co-host with me. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
And today we have a special guest, special co-host, Kevin Bobby. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Woo.
You guys may know Kevin from the hit Instagram page, Reality Chat, that covers everything reality TV. Make sure you guys follow him and his page. Kevin, are you ready to get into it? I love having you on.
I'm ready because you know I'm going to tell it now.
Right.
Yes.
So the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion part two. Oh my God. Like, I just need this to be over because I'm more interested in the aftermath. Like, what is going to happen when this is done? And how is this show going to move on? That's really what I'm interested about. What are your general thoughts right now? Okay.
I'm like you. I really want to know how it's going to go. Andy, you know, I know everybody's like, oh, Andy is showing his true colors. I mean, he is, because he definitely is getting kind of like fed up, but I don't know. Like, he was making me laugh with some of the things he was saying, but it also made me realize why. Because I know they were saying like they might not go into taping the new season right away. Mm-hmm. And I could definitely see why, because Andy right. looked like he was like at his wits end. So we'll see.
What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm definitely in the same boat as y'all too. I think that not only just with Melissa and Teresa, but just Marge, Jen, like, it's just so much dissension between everybody. And now, after this airs, I feel like Danielle is going to look back and be like, oh, I was playing. Like, how is everybody going to be moving forward together? I don't know.
That's actually something that me and Kate discussed in our previous episode, in the sense of, like, everybody keeps saying, like, oh, who's going to leave New Jersey, Melissa or Teresa? When we need to discuss, like, this is a whole cast that is, like, in shambles. Like, it's not just Teresa and Melissa that are, you know, holding the entire, like, I don't see a future for Margaret and Teresa either. I don't see a future for Margaret and many people. So there's a whole, the casting is going to be the most interesting, like, game to watch as we get into season 14. They're going to, right? Season 14. Wow, season 14. Wow, that's crazy. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay, so I wanted to pick up from, everybody knows that I am a fan of Teresa, and it's not that I dislike Melissa. I think Melissa's great in her own way. But I believe the story that they were hanging out with the people that were involved with getting Teresa in trouble. Like, I believe that. And there was a page all about the Real Housewives on Instagram that actually, like, had posted a screenshot where they were actually seen together, like, in a picture. So I believe it. I think that the fact that it's coming from Jacqueline, and the fact that some people decided to point out, you know, that that's just something stupid to even believe, is what makes it, like, makes Teresa feel like she's discredible. But, like, if you actually just listen to what she's saying, like, I feel like it makes sense, no?
I wouldn't listen. I love Melissa all day long, but you know, I definitely am a rider for Teresa. But at the end of the day, I just feel like it's not out of the realm of possibility for this to be true, because we just see that there's such a, like, they're in turmoil, and we've watched them be in turmoil for literally 12 years.
Right.
And it's not like surface level, like this goes deep. So I think that it's not out of the realm of possibility that this could be true. They do each other dirty on both sides all the time.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like coming from where they've come from and, like, their background and their history, I mean, I could definitely see, you know, them hanging out with these people. I mean, I don't see why she would think that we would think that it's, like, far-fetched and it's just like this, oh, my gosh, this is such an unbelievable lie. Like, I mean, I don't know. They already said y'all was doing some crooked stuff to get on the show. So it's, you know, just like I said, given the background.
Right. It's a pattern. It's a pattern. Well, let's get into it some more. Right. Right. And she was collateral. We need to check on that. Watch Dolores as Melissa reads this. Yeah, there's no moving on with this too. No.
But I'm glad about that though. Like, it's and it's okay for y'all not to move on. Like, right. I feel like they feel that they have to be a family, right? Like, y'all have come to a point where y'all tried and tried and tried, and I feel like y'all done y'all due diligence in trying. And now, listen, we can't get along. We're not happy, you know, being in each other's lives. So let's just go our separate ways and leave it at that. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. And because what I'm tired of is the repetitiveness. You did this. No, you did this. You did this. You did. Y'all all are doing something to each other, and it's a perpetual cycle. And until somebody gets off the cycle, it's just going to keep on going. And I'm actually, you know, kind of sick of it. And I think that's why it's hard for me to choose sides. It's because I feel like they're both wrong, and I feel like this has gone on way too long.
Yeah.
Right.
I just think that if this is true that they were involved, I do believe that Joe was the intended target and not Teresa. I think Teresa just caught the back end. I think we've always seen that there's always been a bit of a rift between both of the Joes. Mm-hmm. So I think that Teresa just caught the back end. But if this is true, I do think that it was mainly intended for Joe.
But don't you think that it's interesting that, because I feel like if I was planning something like this for, you know, my sister, I feel like that will run through my head. Like, this is going to affect her family. This is going to affect her husband. This is going to affect the people around her, especially if it's going to be like an implication of, you know, jail time, whatever it is. This is going to affect the livelihood of my blood and my family. So even if he was just trying to target Joe, isn't that crazy that you would go so far to target someone, even if it implicates your own family, your own blood? That's what gags me.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. So, like I say, while I try not to get in the middle of it, I do feel like if the intended target was Joe, right, which I do believe, I don't think that he would intentionally set out to hurt Teresa, but I feel like he would have went to his sister and said, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, what I'm planning on doing, I don't know. And maybe that it wouldn't have worked out if he would have done that. But right. I definitely feel like if I know that I'm about to do something to my sister's spouse, I'm going to give my sister a heads up.
Right.
Yeah.
If you actually care.
I don't think that Teresa would have went for that. I feel like if he would have came to her, Teresa would have tipped Joe off and the whole thing would have went awry. So that is probably why he didn't say something to her. But overall, like, can I be honest real quick?
Absolutely. Of course.
I think overall, Joe Gorga going to do this is why people always say that money is the root of all evil, that fame destroys families, because I think that they were desperate to get on this show. Teresa was the star, and they were like, okay, well, let's stop this. You know, like, so it brings out jealousy. Like, TV brings out jealousy. It brings out envy and all these things. And I feel like it has destroyed this family, because we're seeing them go tit for tat doing these crazy things, like with Teresa going to Joe and not having Melissa there about the cheating thing. It's just like they keep doing these things to each other. And I think that there really is no limit to what they'll do. So I don't put it past them as far as the jail thing.
So I completely agree with those statements that you just made, because it's a pattern. You see the pattern from all the way to the beginning. At the end of the day, Carlos can confirm that Melissa did join the show behind Teresa's back. Like, it was
I don't believe everything Carlos said, but go ahead.
I mean, listen, to be a reality TV producer and creator in the game and be determined enough to say that you are sure that this happened the way you're saying it and put his name out there, I feel like he has a lot to lose. So I feel like he wouldn't be saying things just to say them. You don't think
he told that story about Candy and in the escape.
Which one?
Trying to steal a life story.
Well, no, Candy brought that up. He never talked about that.
Right. He didn't. But what I'm saying is she brought that up. So to me, that doesn't, like, I'm not just going to take Carlos, you know, at his word on everything. And then we got the whole Phaedra situation. I don't know if.
My poor Carlos, he just be catching strays. I believe him. I believe him. I believe him, chat. I believe him. Anyways. So, yeah, it's been confirmed. It's been a pattern, and it's tired at this point. And I thought we could get over it, because there was a couple seasons where we saw y'all, like, you know, being together and actually, like, being able to coexist. And even this season, when the season was rolling out, because there was so much intensity to the beginning of the season, because we knew, like, Teresa and Melissa are going to go at it this season. Like, this is the final season where they're going to go at it. So I feel like there was a lot of anticipation to the way that the season was going to roll out. When I was watching this season, I didn't even feel like they were really, like, super, super upset with each other, because they didn't really, really, really get into anything into the finale episode when they actually had that blowout. So I do feel like they can coexist, but I feel like that would make it look so fake, because we know that they don't fuck with each other. So them coexisting will kind of take away the illusion that this is an actual group of friends. And but that's my problem too.
That's how it is with families though. Sometimes you gotta coexist. So I feel like showing us how y'all could coexist, because I think it's personally faker for them to try to act like they're working it out.
But is this Love and Marriage New Jersey, or is this the Real Housewives of New Jersey? Are we here to see girlfriends, or are we here to see marriages? And you know what I'm saying? That's the part that I'm like, take this concept out. Like, I'm tired of I want to see Jersey girlfriends getting to it. Like, this is the Real Housewives. Like, the husbands have given us enough, and it's also enough. Like, that's it. Like, let's cut it out. Yeah. You know, that's how I feel about that for right now. Let's get into some of this. I don't really care about this.
Oh Lord, he's I'm just gonna fast forward on through this.
The noses.
Okay, so this is where it gets a little bit interesting. Funny how Dolores is jumping to defend Rachel, but has not jumped to defend Teresa. Girl, you are so tired. Teresa's like, what? It definitely makes sense. So you're just throwing things into the wall and seeing if they stick? That's nasty.
Not to stick it up your asshole.
Okay, so let's address this real quick. Let's say, in a hypothetical world, that Louis did somehow reach out to Jaden's birth mom for God knows what. What would be the reason?
That's what I keep on trying to think. I'm
like, what would be the reason why Louis needs anything from Jade? Like, the lies gotta make sense, and that's what these girls forget. That the lies gotta make sense. And then the reason why you, the reason how you're tying everything together is because, well, it makes sense because if you watch the season, he was mentioning Bodito and private investigators. So it would, it makes sense that it was Louis. So you don't even, you're not even sure. You're just throwing shit out there.
I just don't get it. Like, I, like, what's the end? Like, what's the end game for him to call the birth mother? Like, what is he accomplishing? I think that's stupid. That's a dumb concept.
And also, y'all couldn't find us. So how he found us?
That's very valid.
When she was, I'm just like, I listen. I don't really care for Louis, but I mean, I listen. I'm not gonna let y'all lie on the man, though. Like, I might not care about him.
Right.
Y'all just can't be sitting around lying. Now, if you got some proof to prove that it was, okay, I'll take it back. But until then, I just don't really see the reason why he would even need to. Like, what is he gaining from that? Or how is that, even if he was to do some shady stuff, right, to help Teresa out, how does that happen to Teresa? Teresa ain't really got no beef with you, so.
Right. And it's also like, hello, it gotta make sense. It gotta make sense. Like, she really pissed me off with that one. Okay, so did you guys really care about Jennifer, Jen Fessler and Jackie coming out? Because honestly, like, I really didn't care about that. Like, they had a cute little kiki. It was like whatever.
I will just go on the record and say that out of all of the cast members, Jen Fessler is the only one that got a lick of sense. So I like her. I loved seeing her. Did she contribute anything? No. Did Jackie contribute anything? No. We could have skipped that whole segment.
Yeah. And I will say Jackie did look good, though. She
looked great.
Jackie did look beautiful. Let me see if I can find a shot of her so the viewers can see her.
And then
I just,
not that I want to talk about this, but I thought that it was also, it kind of made sense, like, why she had went to, like, the friend of, because, like, she was saying she had just had got all the, you know, treatment and stuff like that. So, you know, I wish they would have shared maybe more of that, but maybe she wasn't, you know, ready to, you know, share that.
She looks pretty. She looks
good. And, like, glowing, and, like, she looks very, very nice.
You know. So, you know, this is my thing with Jackie. I just feel like Jackie, you know, she got demoted to friend of this season. And when you're a full-time housewife and you get demoted a season to friend of, and so there's two things. One, do you want to continue to be on this show? And two, are you using this demotion as a way to leave the show? You know? Because it's like, if you're using, do you need a minute?
No. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, because I'm like, don't worry. Like, we can literally, like.
No, I'm ignoring a call. It's cool.
Okay. Right. Let me just restart that all over again.
Yeah.
My thing with Jackie is that she got demoted to friend of this season. And I feel like when you get demoted to friend of after being a full-time housewife, that friend of season, like, determines your future in the show regardless. So the fact that she didn't really give that much, to me, that wasn't the best idea if you actually want to continue to be part of this ensemble. Because it's like, you wasn't giving us a full-time, you don't give us a friend of, why would incline producers to want to ask you back, you know? So I feel like it was just like, her performance wasn't that great as a friend of, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last we see of Jackie, honestly.
I hope not. Like I said, I think that she just had a lot going on and they were trying to be respectful of what she had going on, and maybe that's why. I don't know. But I would love to see everybody come back. Even though, you know, I didn't really care for some people, I do still think that they should have, you know, another chance. Now, I know we done gave Jackie some chances, but I don't know.
She can go for me. She can go. Honestly, for her to be a friend of this season, it really, I don't know, the performance for me, she was performing, but it just seemed like she was just mm-hmm. doing a lot of reaching, a lot of like just petty stuff. And I'm just like, yo, like for you to be a friend of, like, are you trying to work to get your tomato back or what? I don't know what they hold in Jersey. Right. So I always say tomato.
They don't hold anything.
So yeah, you know, I just feel like she did a lot when it came to Danielle, and it was like not really necessary. So, you know, if you're gonna be mm-hmm. there as a friend of, give us something of substance, or like be, I don't know. I just didn't care for the energy from her this season.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Okay. Hopefully they ask you back. But I did like when he asked her about the stuff that Ozempic.
Yeah,
I did like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did like that he asked about Ozempic, because of course the Lovers came out on Watch What Happens Live and said that she is using Ozempic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely, yeah, that was a good question, because, you know, as someone in your cast is dealing with an eating disorder and here you are using Ozempic, like, what are the conversations between your friendship when it comes to that? So I'm really glad that he had asked that, because
I wouldn't mind taking Ozempic. I'm trying to find some, but that's just me.
Girl, listen. Let's get into some more mess, child.
Old lady energy.
Okay, so
I felt sorry for her when she said it, though. It was kind of like on Mean Girls when she was trying to make fetch happen, because they just kind of like went right over, skimmed right over her saying that on Twitter fans.
This kind of brought me the wrong way, I'm not going to lie. I didn't like that, like, they set her up.
Poor thing. She don't even realize it.
Right.
That was the narrative that it was playing out? Okay, well, we kind of get the gist of it. What? Like, what? What? Listen, the whole explanation of that was just the narrative that was playing out, I'm sorry, I'm not taking that. I'm like, what? So yeah, now that makes me feel like the show is fake.
Very, very.
When things come out like that, that they like say things without thinking, it's like, oh, so this show is fake. The fact that you were willing to make up a lie just because that was the narrative that was playing out on the show. What?
I love Jen Aiden. Jen Aiden honestly is my Jersey queen, but I hate to see her take L's like this. Like, you got to be more prepared for this reunion. You got to be more prepared to like try to weasel out of that, because it's not looking good. Like, it mm-hmm. it's clear as day. It's clear as day to everybody that this was a setup so that I don't have to say it. I'm gonna get Danielle to say it. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Poor little Danielle. But took the baby so nicely.
I put some candy in my mouth. But you know, me and Kay were talking about this in a previous episode. I do believe that Danielle actually told Melissa because she was concerned. Like, I do believe that she was actually doing it, trying to be a good friend. Absolutely. It was just sad that Jennifer knew that Melissa already knew and still let Danielle, like, what?
The whole goal was to have it on camera. That's it. The whole goal was to have it on camera.
Yeah. And I don't like that. Like, you know, if it happens off of camera and y'all have already discussed it and, you know, dealt with it, like, leave it there. Like, right. You know, mm-hmm. unless it's brought up on the show in a genuine, you know, type of way, then don't try to force it on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting? That if you actually think about it now with this information, Jennifer was the cause of all evil that night. Because if she would have stopped Danielle, from letting, from telling Melissa about this, and she would have told Danielle, don't tell her because I already did and she already knows. Danielle would have never went up to Melissa about it. Melissa would have never blown up, and then the fight with Teresa would have never happened. I'm not saying that this is all because of Jennifer, but I'm saying that the lie caused all of this drama.
It was definitely the catalyst.
Yeah, and it was like, was that the point? Like, was that the point to finally put Melissa and Teresa at a point where they couldn't avoid each other and they had to address everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's because to me, now, like, I just don't know what I believe anymore. You know, like, I don't.
Yeah.
You guys are making up storylines and you guys are making up scenarios because of whatever's playing out. Like, now I don't know if anything I see is real. And that's not what I don't.
With all housewives cities, it's not even just Jersey. Like, I'm tired of these housewives trying to ghost produce. Like, let things happen organically. That's why these shows are failing. The ratings are down for all these different cities because we can't get these authentic moments. Everybody's trying to produce mm-hmm. and like, oh, let's do this. Let's stir this. Da, da, da. Like, mm-hmm. you know, things, you know, back to the beginning of the success of Real Housewives, all the cities were really like doing well because it was just people letting things happen. But yep. we live mm-hmm. in such a day and age now where it's also, I blame the Bravo fandom because they put such pressure on these seasons. Last season was terrible. This season better be better. Da, da, da. So these people that are on these casts are feeling like they have to one up the last season. So let's make up this. Let's da 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 da. And it's getting tiring.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. But you know what I think is worse is the fact that production is letting themselves be controlled over the fandom. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to produce the show however I want to produce the show. Mm-hmm. And y'all going to eat it or y'all going to not eat it. But that's not my problem that y'all don't like my casting. That's not my problem that y'all don't like the way I'm doing things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like when they listen to social media, that's not always the best thing because social media goes like this. Just today on my TL, all I saw was I love Melissa comments. And last week all I saw was fuck Melissa. I love Teresa, you know? And it's like mm-hmm.
it's fickle.
Legitimately it be the same people all the time. They be flip floppy. So it's like, are you really gonna pay attention to Twitter over how you are going to manage your show?
Yeah, I don't even like when the producers, you know, try to push them to talk about and say certain things. So, yeah, definitely. That's what right. I said. I don't know. I feel like Bravo has really got to go into the rooms and really discuss what they want the future of Housewives to be. And until they do that, I think we're going to get some of these seasons where people are producing and, you know, we get lies being brought up and, you know, it just, you know, feels not genuine because they're right. not really addressing the concerns that people are having about yeah. these shows.
Yeah.
It's really annoying because it's like, that's not...
And then the crazy thing about, like I said before, and I don't know if I said this last week, Wellington or not, I said mm-hmm. it one of these weeks is, Jennifer really has to allow Teresa to fight her own battles. And I get it, you want right. to stand up for her, you want to take up for her, but if Teresa is not running around talking about this, why are you running around talking about mm-hmm. this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's very true, because she finds herself also at reunions having to kind of... Teresa's trying to explain, but she has to hop in and be like, oh, what she means is da-da-da-da-da, because we know that Teresa isn't the most articulate woman on earth. So Jennifer has to come in and try and save the day. And I don't know, it's just getting tiring because I want everybody to do their own thing. It's mm-hmm. very apparent this season that there are sides and teams. Like, yeah. there's that couch, left couch, and right couch, you know.
Well, with Dolores.
I was about to say Dolores.
But me and Kay were talking about this earlier too. The left couch, they all team up against the right couch. The right couch doesn't team up.
Yeah.
And that's my issue. because it's always Teresa going by herself. Jennifer with some assist, not really. Dolores stays quiet. Mm-hmm. And Danielle tries to, but I feel like she's just like reading the room and not saying anything. Whenever Teresa comes for Melissa, Margaret jumps in, the other girl jumps in. Like, be quiet too. And it's like
united front.
Yeah. And it's like, girls, like, right, couch, get it together, girls. Like, what is going on? Because I know y'all talking about this. I know y'all texted. I know y'all said, what are the girls saying tonight on at the reunion? I know y'all talked about it. So why are y'all not like, get yourself in order?
They might not have talked about it too much because Teresa probably was more so concerned about her having to defend Louis and something that he had been doing and saying. And so I think that probably was her main focus. And then also her main focus was to listen, this, I want this to be over, so I'm going to say and do whatever so that this finally can be over.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a perfect
conversation.
That is a perfect segue. Kay, thank you so much for giving it to us, because now we can get into more drama. So what's gonna happen? Yeah, the police know. So what you saying? Right before we get into the husbands.
Hold on. Time out before we start talking. I need to blow my nose.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bye.
Just what a mess.
I am so done with this point. Like,
Okay. The spoof or not the spoof?
Is that what that was?
That's what they were saying.
Teresa was trying to imply, yes. That, like, okay. Okay, because I was confused. I was like, what? What do you mean?
But even still, I was confused. I'm like, why are y'all spoofing each other? Like, who, why?
Like, what? Like, why? What is this?
I don't know.
They should let this segment out.
A clusterfuck of just mess. Why, and I see why, like, Dolores doesn't want to be involved.
I was going to say, listen, people, like, y'all know we just laughed about her, you know, kind of being, you know, both sides, but one thing I will respect about Dolores is she's sick. You know, she's sick. Mm-hmm. She ain't saying I'm choosing this side over this side. She's like, listen, I'm friends with everybody. I'm cool with everybody. If you wrong, I might say you wrong. Mm-hmm. So for that, I gotta, you know, respect on that.
Dolores is a real ass bitch because, you know why? And that's no disrespect. She's that friend that she's gonna be loyal to you. And she'll tell you if she really feels like you're wrong about something privately. But she's also that friend that can be friends with other people that you may not be cool with, but still not. You know how they always say, like, you have to be careful when your friends are comfortable with being friends with your enemies? Dolores is that type, but Dolores is the type to also, like, not involve herself in mess with other people. So I truly believe that if Margaret ever tries to talk shit about Teresa when she's with Dolores, Dolores, you know, be like,
let's
cut it, you know? I feel like Margaret doesn't even try it. And I feel the same way with Teresa. So I feel like, you know what, like, Dolores is a good friend, but I just want her to provide an opinion, especially, like, we're in a reunion episode. Like, you just can't, oh, I don't want nothing to do with this. Like, no, like, we want to know what you, like, what do you have to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I literally would have said, like, why are we talking about this? Like, because what Dolores could have done in that moment is, like, when Marge called her, and then because Teresa was like, well, why didn't you call me and talk to me? Like, so what she could have done is she could have called Teresa, listen, I'm sitting here with Marge. Marge is saying this. Like, she might could have been like a little mediator, you know, between the two. I don't know. But, like, maybe if that's the role that you want to play, you want to be friends from both sides, then unfortunately you might have to do a little bit of mediating between the sides as well to make sure things aren't getting lost in translation.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's really ridiculous. It's just like, you know, like, I just don't.
But again, why would Louis call her kids? I don't even remember these kids she's talking about, but anyway.
And no shade, and no shade. At least someone called them.
Wow, you went there.
And no shade.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what I was thinking. I'm just like, but
no shade.
say,
because the first thing I thought, the first thing I thought was like, you're concerned.
But I mean, as a parent, you know, you might not be getting along with your kids, but that don't mean nobody else can mess with them. So, you know.
True.
Sure. I'll give her that.
I just overall, I don't get what they're trying to do here. I know that Marge was like, "Oh, this isn't a storyline. This isn't a storyline. Why are we bringing it up at the reunion then?" Like, because now I feel like if you know there isn't
because it's
as shake up, we're gonna see this next season,
right?
And also, it's because it clears that it's literally like they came together to bring Teresa down because yes. None of the things make sense. Yes. Nothing makes sense. Everything
they're
is
all
just
trying
like,
to make it happen. About
you know, they're all trying to like throw things at a wall, mm-hmm. and just like if we all throw things at a wall, one of them is gonna stick. So that's this amazing. Reunion, we have to come in, and we cannot let her like we cannot let her even like rest. Like we have to be on top of her. So I feel like they came in with that energy, and it shows. It shows they're bringing up shit left and right that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, the call of the kids, that was just, and the step-parents that people, I mean, the mothers that people can't find, like, none of that was.
it didn't make sense, Sean. It didn't make sense. It was nice knowing you, Jackie.
Oh, my precious Jackie.
Maybe we'll see her on Girls Trip or something, but maybe not Jersey.
Save it.
I want them to ask Paulie why he's still married.
I hope. I feel like that'll be a question. He's so red.
All the time. No, you missed the part where he told. What's the Lord's fruit? Where Frank was telling Joe that this ain't Joe Judice, and he was trying to tell him not to get into it with Louis. That cracked me up.
This is the big part, the husbands. Mm. This is what we've been waiting for. Ooh, I get chills. These people are ready to kill each other.
Ready. Poor Bill. He don't even know where he at.
Oh, Bill. The fact that Frank is there and Polly. Dolores, we got two motherfuckers on this.
It's the craziest thing. But she always go after unavailable men. Her and Paulie, I get him one more season, he'll be gone too.
trying to save that coin.
What is this paper Marvin guy?
You see, they're all in unison. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is practice.
I mean, but that's how you come to a reunion, honey.
Okay.
Right. Mother.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's my mom right there. I'm sorry. I love her to death. It's sad to see the extreme that this has gotten to. This is a legitimate family. Like, this is a legitimate family. These are a brother and sister. And while we consume this, like, you know, through TV and reality TV, this is why I love reality TV so much, because it's easy for an actor to go and play a role. It takes more balls to go through this with your brother on reality television.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Definitely. And that's why I can, like, for the people that talk shit about reality TV, fuck you.
Now, some of it is a mess, though. We will say.
So, I mean, we won't say the Z word. We won't say the Z word, of course. However... anything outside of that, like, these are legitimate people telling real stories. Like,
yeah,
I appreciate it. This is crazy, though. Like, this is legitimately crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, Teresa's parents looking down on this.
That's why I hate it. I love reality TV, but I hate it because I do feel like this is literally
a product of it.
It's no going back at this point. Like,
yeah,
they had issues before they filmed the show, but like, I'm sure they would have been able to squash that. The show has been such a catalyst in the demise of their bond as brother and sister, bond mm-hmm. as sister-in-law and sister-in-law. Like, it's really no way they can come back from this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
It's just time to let it go. Like, mm-hmm. seriously, be done. But when I say be done, I'm talking about don't talk about each other, period. Right? Like,
right.
whatever is happening, don't talk about it. If you're not prepared to go to the source and talk to them and say, hey, A, B, C, D, then I don't want to hear you talk about it on your podcast. I don't want to hear you talk about it in interviews. Let it go. Like, yeah. seriously. And that's the problem. They can't let it go. And this is why the feud will continue. It's going to be up to their children to defuse this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the brother and the sister got their own thing, but the kids, they're going to have their own thing outside of what's going on mm-hmm. with their right. parents in order for, you know, the family to kind of progress.
And I definitely believe that time heals all wounds. And I know that there may not be no resolution right now because things are hot and you have to let things play out. Listen, Teresa and Jacqueline are talking again. Anything can happen, you know, right. anything can happen. And right. I also believe now this, I can tell you from experience, when people do you dirty, they reflect and they apologize. So I am hopeful that whoever did who dirty in between Teresa and Melissa and everybody involved reflects with some distance after having some distance and, you know, two parties can come to a leveled ground and move on because I don't believe the kids deserve this. You know, you're losing family. You're losing family. And it's like, it's kind of messed up to even think about it, that it's like all because of the drama that is happening on a show, you know? It's kind of sad. But we'll be right here to recap it on Flipping the Table. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today again.
Thank you for having me.
Please come back.
Yes.
Whenever y'all want me, I will come back.
Oh, period. Tell the people where they can find you and plug everything, please. Let us know.
Yeah, so you can follow Reality Chat. It's Reality Chat on Instagram. There's no special spelling, just Reality Chat. My personal, if you feel so inclined to follow the man behind the page, is at Kevin Bobby on Instagram. That's KevinBobby. And I'm Kevin Bobby, KevinBobby on Twitter.
Period. Kate, thank you so much for joining us on another week. Every week, we love it. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. For all things reality TV, make sure you guys follow the Reality Rundown. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let us know in the comments. Are you Team Teresa or are you Team Lisa?
We ain't doing no teams for the next season.
And let us know. Huh?
I said, we don't want to do no teams. We're trying to defuse it.
No, well, I want to know. I want the fandom to go crazy in the comments. So you tell me what team you part of. But what I really want to know in the comments for all of our listeners is, how do you think this show can move forward? Let us know. On Instagram, on YouTube, on all of the places. We love you. Thank you for another week. See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Flipping the Table is hosted and executive produced by me, Wellington Gomez, co-hosted by TRR correspondent Kay King, audio and engineering by me, Wellington Gomez, production management by Dayanara Rodriguez. Flipping the Table is a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. For more podcasts like this one, search for the Rundown Media Podcast Network everywhere you listen to your podcast. Make sure to follow Flipping the Table on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod And if you are a fan of reality TV, make sure you follow at The Reality Rundown for all the latest headlines.